From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. The two top contenders for Missouri U.S. Senate held dueling events yesterday in the St. Louis area, showcasing their commitment to veterans. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Democrat Jason Kander held a Veterans Roundtable event in Southwest St. Louis. Kander, who served in Afghanistan, says he's concerned veterans are having a difficult time getting health care.
We need to tear down the wall, the bureaucratic wall that exists between the Department of Defense and Department of Veterans Affairs.
Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt also held a Veterans Roundtable. His event was in Overland. While he didn't serve in the military, Blunt says he's developed a good track record for veterans during his congressional tenure.
Missouri VFW has given one politician in the history of the Missouri VFW their Lifetime Service Award, and that was me.
The St. Louis area stops come as many analysts see a tightening race between Kander and Blunt. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
An organization that auctions off painted tiger statues presented checks to 10 mid-Missouri charities yesterday. Tigers on the Prowl raised nearly $95,000 for local charities, including the Ronald McDonald House, Great Circle, and Rainbow House. Tigers on the Prowl president Nick Parks says the event is a fun way to help others. The fundraising is a collaborative effort among Tigers on the Prowl and the selected charities that receive the money. Members of a Columbia nonprofit are traveling to Haiti to assist in relief efforts after the mass devastation of Hurricane Matthew. Global First Responders will send two of its members this Saturday to provide immediate medical assistance and construction aid. The organization's regularly scheduled team would have left earlier, but they were unable to get into the country when the storm hit. Treasurer and board member Chuck Graham says relief is needed even more than after the 2010 earthquake.
It's very dire. It's wiped out most of the agricultural land that's there. And there's some estimates by the UN that it may take 10 years for a lot of the crops and things to grow back because of the massive deforestation since the earthquake.
Graham says he expects starvation and cholera will plague Haiti as farmers attempt to rebuild crops in the coming years. Columbia began hosting the Traffic Safety and Blueprint Conference on Tuesday. This year's theme is a partnership toward zero deaths. The conference has laid out the state's strategic plan for increasing roadway safety. While Missouri's traffic deaths have risen over the last year, MoDOT Highway Safety Director Bill Whitfield says there are a lot of things Missouri drivers can do to make the roadways safer.
Obey the posted speed limits. Wear your safety belt. Everyone, every trip, every time, day and night. Never drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Today is the last day of the conference. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.